Whaling protester in near miss harpooning. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A harpoon fired by a Japanese whaling vessel sailed a whisker above a Greenpeace inflatable dinghy yesterday and tossed an activist into icy Antarctic seas. Texas Joe Constantine ended up in the drink when the harpoon's rope entangled itself in his boat and jeopardized the lives of his crew. The harpoon itself whistled a meter above the activists' heads and killed the minke whale the whalers were shadowing. Constantine said the whalers were becoming more desperate because of the success of the anti-whalers in disrupting the whale hunt. He said his team's continuing successes had escalated tensions and that the Japanese whalers were becoming increasingly acrimonious at the cat-and-mouse tactics employed by Greenpeace. The near miss has resulted in Greenpeace rethinking its human shield-style protest against Japanese scientific whaling. Greenpeace spokesman Shane Rattenbury said the hunting was not scientific, but commercial whaling in disguise. He believes the whalers' frustrations are leading them to take greater risks in the ongoing confrontations with the protesters. He said, "Yesterday took it to a new level. We are very concerned about that. There is definitely an increasing level of tensions down here, and the harpooners are certainly starting to take shots that perhaps a week or 2 weeks ago they would not have taken." The whalers say Greenpeace is taking unprecedented risks purely for the sake of public relations and media attention.